Blue Cheese Mode.
Regarding July 7th, 2025.
I mentioned it on numerous shows because I've been following that group known as the Galactic Confederation, who claims to be a conglomerate of many good galactic races, benevolent, friendly ones who have been here since 2012 at least, if not before, dedicating themselves to freeing humanity from all the evil controls that have been duped upon us by the negative extraterrestrial forces. Is there life out there besides our world? You bet there is. Anybody that says there isn't is a liar or brainwashed fool. And there's plenty of evidence to support there is. So I just have to get into some of this that's relating to what that date that I was hearing. I didn't start following the portal, 2012 portal.blogspot.com. Find it out there on the internet. I didn't start following the portal and led by the vocal representative who calls himself Cobra, but it's just a cover name. What his real name is, I don't know, and it doesn't matter. But he does the commentary on the portal blog, and he also entertains the seminars. He's the speaker at the seminars when they have them. And I'm still angry that they didn't properly, a number of months ago, they didn't properly advertise the one that was going on in New York City, my hometown, and I got to miss it because all they were listing was going through a third party to get tickets and blah, blah, blah. And they said that the advertisement said, this is the only way you're going to get tickets. Meanwhile, I complained, sent out a complaint right after the event that I couldn't get tickets because there was no identification of where the event was going to be and how I could show up with cash and pay. And they sent me back, oh, we would love cash, but you weren't willing to advertise it. How pathetic. You're here to save our world and you couldn't get something like that right? You know? I understand you want to keep it secretive where you're going to have the event, but to be advertising, the only way to get a ticket is through a third-party agency or something like that is a bag of crap, you know? And I just want to enter a little rage and annoyance on that one. So anyhow, for 5 years I've been hearing this saying that the event has to happen because of, which sounds like a logical reason, because of the clockwork workings of the universe, the full planetary ascension of planet Earth has to happen by July 7th. Well, that's Monday, you know? And a couple of weeks ago, if you go to the portal, you notice they're advertising about participating in three events in August for global meditations, completely bypassing what they had been saying for 5 years, that the cutoff date was July 7th for a full planetary ascension. So I don't know. Have you stopped the clockwork workings of the planets and the galaxies? Are you that powerful? You've done that so we can extend it beyond July 7th? Or are we going to miss that date and there won't be a full planetary ascension? Well, hey, you know, these are sincere questions I'm asking here. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. Anybody have the answer? What's going on? How dare they bypass this event? Do you really believe it's going to happen Monday? Hey, I might be wrong. You know, I wish it would happen Monday. But when they start talking about already as if the date has passed and into August and they want to make it go viral, you know, what are we, a bunch of morons, a bunch of idiots, a bunch of fools who keep telling us to do things and you can't even keep your word on what you said had to be the final date? And then on top of that, you know, you've talked about all these horrible things they had in place, black hole bombs in our horns and stuff like that. And you were worried about us being harmed if you landed too soon and confrontations. And you've walked us through this, moved the goalposts all the way down, and we're at the point now where you said everything has been removed, the reptilians, the Dracos, the underground bases. The only thing left is the poor, suffering people on the surface. That's us. Again, we're still on the back burner, but they said there's only a little bit of a lurker anomaly left. So what's your problem now, you know, that you can't land now? You know, on the surface here, there's a lot of people who are getting older by the day, you know? I look out there and I see people I know getting old. They're not going to make it. Maybe even to August, let alone down the road, years or something like that. And you're just dragging this shit out too long, and we're tired of hearing you worried about casualties. What about all the casualties of the people on the surface that are going to die from ill health? Been waving the med beds in front of our noses for a couple of years now. Why aren't you giving them to us? Come on, you know? Where's your heart, understanding, compassion for people who are still suffering? You told us you got rid of most of the big problems. You know, we're tired of hearing this bullshit. I only wish you're listening to this show, because you need to hear this. Whoever's running the show, yeah, Ashtar Command, I know all the key players and your Aptor and all that stuff, okay? Well, what good is all that? And you're talking about billions of crafts in our solar system, and you're allowing the surface population to suffer. You know, they're putting the final nails in the coffin here against us, the dark side, the humans that are still running the dark forces here. You know, where's your real compassion? You know, you're telling us, oh, we all came to this earth to witness this moment. What about the people who are not going to witness now because you're delaying landing on Earth? Well, you got till Monday, as far as I'm concerned. If you don't come through that ban, you have a lot of damn explaining to and a lot of guilt to be on your conscience. I don't believe in dumping guilt on people, but for God's sake, you know, you've been conning us along for so long, and you've been telling us, and we've been trying to believe what you've been saying, but now the final moment has come, and it looks like you guys are a bunch of friggin' con artists. Yeah, we thank you for all you said you've done, but of course, all of us on the surface, basically, we haven't seen you do anything. We hear about it. Oh, the energy's raising, you know, this and that, you know. Yeah, we notice the sun's getting hotter, but, you know, we notice the frequencies are spiking up here and there and everywhere. But we still don't really have any real proof. Yeah, you're showing your spacecraft here, there, and everywhere. And because we're digital technology now, we don't even know that those damn pictures are real that are showing up on the Internet. Because anything can be fake now. Yeah? I mean, really. Stop the crap and show your faces and talk to us. Person to person, we want you to land and make good on your promises. What the hell is good telling us about great med beds that can do all this great shit for us and the replicators and the free energy if you're not going to come through when you say it has to come through by a certain time? Missing a deadline is like a big issue, you know? Well, I just had a rant about that for a minute or two because I'm really annoyed. And, we're at the point now, who the hell are we going to believe? We got other people telling different stories. I mean, I'd like to believe the Galactic Confederation, you know, sounded great. But they're telling us a lot of things that don't coincide with what other people are saying. So who's right? Are you guys right or the other people? I'll give a good reason here. I don't know whether it was last year, number of months ago, whatever, all of a sudden the Pleiadians weren't the first ones to that we're going to meet with. For those of you who don't know, Pleiades people, souls from the Pleiades star cluster or constellation, whatever you can call it. You can look up in the sky and see it. So it looks like a small, Big Dipper kind of like cluster of stars. But anyhow, yeah, the Pleiadians were going to be the first ones to visit us. Then all of a sudden we hear, well, no, they backed out. Now the Aldebarans are going to be the first ones to see it. But there's plenty of info out there saying that the Aldebarans were the ones who gave free technology to the Nazis. You know, anti-gravity technology, which enabled them to make flying saucers. They never really utilized it in the war, in World War II. But they met with one of the most horrible organizations on Earth at that particular time, the Nazis. Well, and this is the group that's going to meet with us, you know? And then we have people out there that still believe that the Draco reptilians are still here. And they believe the Aldebarans are still here working with the Nazis that infiltrated every country in the world after World War II. And all this is going on. So, like, who are we to believe at this point? And do we want the Aldebarans to be the first ones to meet with us? Again, who's asking the people of Earth any of what we want? They're not. You know? You want us to participate, and I've participated in these global meditations. Fine. But at the same time, you know, we're not seeing any results. You know, you tell us, oh, yeah, we're glad. Victory of the light, we won, and stuff like that. Meanwhile, the surface population, which I'm part of, we don't see anything good happening. In fact, things are getting worse. And you're not willing to communicate with us. As many times as I've tried, you just ignore, you know, any communication. I'm aware of things that bad things that are just waiting to happen here. And I don't believe you guys even know about it. Because you're up in your own little make-believe world. Yeah, you think you're so great because you did things for us. So you say, we don't have any proof you did anything. You know? We really don't. And we'd like some proof. But we don't need the proof. Just show up and prove you're real. You know? Letting your spacecraft, a few spacecrafts, show up through the clouds is not proof that you're going to come here and really give us the med bags and the other things. And we're tired of hearing excuses and excuses and excuses. You guys are sickening. Yeah, thank you for all you've done, but you guys are still sickening. And you still don't have any real communications with real people. You know, 99% of the people in this world were not part of the government. We're not the elites. And yet you are not fully communicating with us. You ask for our help. And you make this go viral. What are you guys, brain dead or what? You've been doing this for 12 years. How many, you have a difficulty getting 144,000 people to participate in your events. You know? And then, we don't know if anything good happened. You just tell us that and you expect us to believe you at the same time, you know? Meanwhile, you could have been doing a dozen different things, dozens of different things to make the general population be aware without causing any harm to anybody, but you're not willing to do it. Who is this guy, Ashtar to man? Doesn't he understand that we humans on the surface know things that they don't know up there in the sky and never will because you didn't live a full life down here? Meanwhile, many of us are getting older. You know, we're not going to make it to the event the way you guys are running the show. You keep saying, well, we're almost there, we're almost there. We've been hearing that song and dance for year in, year out, year in, and year out. And again, we don't have any proof of anything you said. You can make all the claims in the world. We know this routine, this kind of same routine the politicians do. And apparently you're playing the same routine that You're unwilling to communicate with regular people. That's the same routine the politicians put forth, you know? And you want to tell us about all your failures. Yeah, you talked to the Russians. They told you to go take a hike. You talked to the Chinese. They wanted to shoot you before you left the room. You talked to the presidents, including Trump, and you're getting nowhere. Nobody wants to. None of those people want to listen to you. You know? But you're making no attempt to talk to regular people. And you'd be surprised what regular people could do. You could learn a lot from common people. But you're not willing to do that. You think you're so high above us. Yeah, sure, you've got technologies that we don't. But we're sick and tired of hearing this song and dance of you telling us how you're here to save us, all that you've done for us, and we don't have anything to show for it. Truthfully, we don't. You know, what I'm talking about, 99% of the world, we don't have anything to show for it. We keep talking about what you did, how you fixed that, and at the rate you're going, we'll all pretty be dead. You know? Well, prove me wrong and pray for the event to happen on Monday, and then I'll apologize, okay? But I don't see it happening at this point. And so I might, and because my show is on today, on the 5th, I'm also saying it now because I have no hope that it's going to happen on Monday. You know, just from the way you guys have continued to move the goalposts down the road, make up one excuse after another why you can't do this, why you can't do that. You know, that's not impressive. That's making us angry, if anything. And we're supposed to be concentrating on loving vibrations, high vibrations. But you're making it awfully difficult. Yeah, you, the Ashtar Command, you, the Galactic Confederation, you, all the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedans. Well, come on, you know, you need to be more responsive, really. You're not talking to a bunch of total idiots here. Sure, many of us are ignorant. But what about the ones of us that learn? You don't know how to be responsive. You need 1,000 lessons in that. And I have a right to be complaining about this. I'm representing the people of the earth in the sense that I'm complaining like, come on, we are tired of waiting. We're tired of conversations and info that we have no proof is actually true. We're at the point now, you know, has anything you said been true? Because there's still people out there claiming that the reptilians and the Dracos are still here. You know? And the Greys are still here. And the bad things are still going on. You know? And kids are still being abducted. And the satanic cults are still going on. You know? Here we hear glimpses of here. Well, people are getting arrested. Yeah, well, it's so... Such a small few, maybe. It's no different than it was before. Not much better. So, I don't know, for God's sake, somebody, some spirit, pass my complaint along, because obviously you're not going to even take the time to listen to my radio show. Well, anyhow, I have to get off that because people are making me angry. You're not supposed to be here helping us, and they're just leaving us by the wayside while we have to suffer. Last in line, on the back burner, and they tell us about all the things they've done, clearing out the underground, getting rid of these creatures we never heard about or seen before, so they might as well be imaginary creatures, taking down electric fences that we don't know have any proof of existence, or any proof that it's changed any, and just, you know, conning us along and not sharing the truth with us. And that's what Earth governments do. They con us along and they don't share the truth with us. We've had enough of that. We don't need another group to come in and do the same thing. And you don't understand how to... You want people to be supportive, you want things to go viral, but you really don't understand. You've got two moves on the chessboard, and you keep playing the same two moves, and you don't understand that there's so many other things to be done, and you apparently don't want to learn about it either. Or maybe you have an ego problem. How dare we let these common earthlings tell us how to do this? Well, you know what? We have a right to complain. You guys ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, anyhow, here's what else that contradicts what's going on. There's this woman who has one of the media shows. I don't know if I can mention her full name. I'll just call her Carrie. Anyhow, she's talking as if her sources of information that the Draco reptilians are still here. Yeah? And she talks about the Archon spiders still being here. You know? And so I don't know. Is she uninformed? Or what? And then we have other people that believe the Kassarian Mafia is still running the show. And of course, there's a lot of information about them out there. Some of it also relates to the dollar bill, the back of the dollar bill. Look at all those occult symbols we had at the back of the U.S. dollar bill. You know, the pyramid, the all-seeing eye above the pyramid. Got the number 13 appearing, I don't know, 10 times on the back of the bill, you know. Arrows, stars, bars. Steps up the pyramid, 13 everywhere. People think that 13 represents the 13 colonies. Well, it could, but there's all these other 13s representing other things, and 13 is a big number in the occult that most people don't know. It means many other things, you know? Not an unlucky number for them, unlucky number for us, because the occult is part of the control groups that apparently are still functioning, you know, and still exerting their negative evil influence on us. And there's this one video out there, it's probably worth checking out. It's called Kassarian Mafia, the God Eaters. And it lists the hierarchy on Earth here. It's the Demiurge. You have to look that up and find out what they mean by that. Satan, Lucifer, Baal, Moloch, these are all names of, you know, negative personalities from way back, but they probably still have their influence. And then we have to wonder, like the list is put out like that, why Satan's put before Lucifer. You know, the real, what I call the real story, was Lucifer's rebellion and Satan became number one. Lucifer is number one. And the devil is mentioned here. And the devil still is on the earth. No mention of him. So that's the Trinity of Evil. And talks about who else is part of the hierarchy. Fallen angels, the watchers, in parentheses, would be the anti-God Elohim. You know, if you listen to Ashiana Dean's info, she talks about the Elohim, and they were the ones that went sour and blew up the 12th dimensional gate, which ended up turning them all into parasites, and they've been living in the phantom matrix ever since, way, way back from. So Elohim, there might be some good Elohim, or maybe there's some new Elohim that have repented, who knows? But they're not the good guys that have been sometimes wrongly referred to. Powerful beings, no doubt, but they're part of the hierarchy of the dark side, along with the Archons and the Reptoids. And supposedly, according to Galactic Federation, all these creatures are gone. Well, they admit that the Black Mobility is still in charge, which is a big order of many families. And then there's the Black Pope, part of the hierarchy, Order of the Black Snake, Zoroastrianism, you know, the man Zoroaster. The religion was founded after him, and they say he's part of a black, dark hierarchy. And, of course, if you know anything about Zoroaster, his birthday was December 25th. So isn't that kind of funny that the Christians took the birthday of somebody who's identified as being part of the dark hierarchy, birthday, to celebrate as the birthday of Jesus? Something interesting there, you know, correlate that one. Many people, there's only one source that gives the exact birthday of Jesus of Nazareth, who incarnated on this world. The only one source has the real identification birthday. But all the other sources go along with December 25th, you know? So what is that, the influence of Zoroaster tricking Christians into celebrating the birthday of Jesus on his birthday? And who else? The Nephilim bloodlines. Yeah. And there's plenty of human hybrid bloodlines on Earth, apparently. That, all that information, a lot more, is in this two-part video out there floating around. Gazarian Mafia, the guy I mean, it's worth looking into. Tremendous amount of information. How many of these dark side creatures are around still? Hey, that's debatable, you know? What are we going to believe? That's a good one. Galactic Confederation, Galactic Federation, or the hearsay know-it-alls, or the whistleblowers. Who the hell are we going to believe, you know, at this point? And then, of course, there's the groups that are part under the control of the dark hierarchy that we're familiar with. The Freemasons, the Illuminati, Committee of 300, Club of Rome, Scottish Rite, CIA, FBI, WHO, DEA, entertainment people that have sided with the dark side, you know. Adrenochrome drinkers, sports figures that are controlled by the dark side. And those are your basic control things, and they all control governments, all the governments of the world. And all the governments of the world are employed, including the U.S. government, you know? Look how easily Trump got fooled in his first term. He's going to get fooled again many times in his term because he isn't as aware as he is. You know, I'm glad he passed his bill at least one step forward. We'll see if it happens. Supposedly was going to be some attention put to the chemtrail planes. Well, we'll see if the chemtrail planes are going to stop flying or what. And if it's not part of the bill and it's not being acted on, man, chalk them off as a failure on that one. But whatever, any time will tell. And the big thing, really, what's going to happen Monday? Is the event going to pop up on us? God willing, I guess it would. But I have, you know, all the evidence is pointing otherwise, you know? So that's kind of an up-to-date of what's going on behind the scenes. Meanwhile, you know, the best most of us can do is, well, participate in these global meditations in good faith. Three of them coming up in August. And the Galactic Confederation. And make these go viral. Well, if they were communicating with humans, we'd make sure the whole world knew about them. But the only the people that go to the portal are going to know about it, basically. And those that share some of that info on Twitter or other sites, like maybe Facebook, that's it. Nobody else is getting the regular people out there who don't participate in any of this because they don't want to bother to, don't have the time to. and more concerned with their realistic day-to-day living, I'm not going to know about it. So, you know, the stupidity of it. You want big participation in these global meditations, and they're connecting it with astrology. You know, that's their whole game plan. It's based on connecting everything with astrology, you know, the position of the planets and the energies that can be picked up by certain alignments, something that most of us humans, regular humans on the surface, we don't really care about because it doesn't affect our day-to-day living. It's, you know, too much trouble. You know, I mean, do any of you Galactic Federation people understand what it is to live a day-to-day life on Earth? Some people are can't even get food. Some people have no shelter. Some people are dying on their last leg with no source of help. Are they going to be interested in astrology? Think about it. Are they going to even know that something like astrology even exists? Yeah, but that's all of your moods. You can understand that, and you know how to interact with it because you're highly evolved, and it's common knowledge up in the faster vibrating dimensions. And then you expect us to, like, flash learn and be concerned about all this. Very, very small portion of the population is really even interested in that. I don't care how effective it is or intelligent it is, you don't know who you're dealing with down here. We're, in many ways, we are as primitive as primitive. You know? We know how to use the cell phones, which is really bad for our health, because it's connected, you know, harmful radiations come down the cell phones. You know? People think they're all, they're great, but they don't know that cell phones destroy your health, unless you're really careful with it. You know? And you got all your spacecraft out there. Why aren't you shooting down the cell phone towers, the 5G towers? You know how many people's health is being ruined? And you know, we're just supposed to wait around and twiddle our thumbs. No, you tell us, oh, you got things for us to do. Yeah, go out and bury some stones. You know, things that we don't even understand why we're doing it. Some of us are just willing to do things if we have to do things because we're good-hearted people. But, you know, and you're not willing to do the things that we'd like to do you to do for us. In fact, you don't even ask us, you know, which says you're just as bad as government in certain ways. This isn't cooperation, you know. This isn't the kind of relationships we want to have with star beings. You know, what about that big deal? You're going to land, Pleiadians are going to land a small craft on private property. Let's hear how many times that worked out. You know, I haven't heard one instance of that. Of course, who am I? I'm a nobody, you know. I don't have any celestial connections except that with God. We all have that one. But God isn't going to intervene, you know, basically, because he doesn't want to violate our free will. But we are asking you for help, and you're not responding properly. And then I hate to get back to this, but it's all coming to a head now, because if Monday the event don't happen, oh, my God, you guys are going to be there with mud on your face, and, like, you need to change your attitude. You need to change your life and learn of what it is to be a little more responsive to people, especially to people that are suffering. And most of the people on Earth are suffering right now. And it's getting worse for everybody, except for the rich. You know? And we're tired of hearing about the underground, all the things you've done that you have no proof for. Tired of being asked to participate in things. Sure, I'll still participate in the meditations, but you could have over half the world participating in these meditations if you were willing to get off the high horse, as we say, drop your ego, and come talk to us common people. I've made offers by the few minor channels of emailing communications to your representatives, and I've gotten nothing but stupid responses. You know? Literally stupid responses. Who answers these emails, huh? Certainly it's not ASCII for them. Certainly it's not you, Cobra, you know? And, or anybody else that might be representing them. It's like, you know, when you have children reading the emails and then they get back some stupid information. You know, I had a request, said, this is a good time to start introducing the free energy machines. There's a way to do it on a small scale. And the stupid response I got, and I have to hopefully embarrass you that the message might get to you. Here's the stupid response to that email. Yeah, it was an encrypted email, so it was private, but I'm going to make it public. I made him a request. This was like 2 years ago that this is a good time to start bringing out the free energy machines slowly, not causing any attention. And the stupid reply I got back was, well, if you have a free energy machine, it's okay to bring it out. I don't know how the stupid people are on the other end. I have to call you stupid. That wasn't the request. The request was for you to give us the free energy machines. You know? I don't know anybody personally that has a working free energy machine, but I do know how to put it out here without causing any problems. And keeping a low profile on it. You know, the request was for you guys who claim you have the knowledge of free energy. Well, give us a few free energy machines and watch how we can put them out here. And nobody on the dark side and the government is even going to know what's going on. Yeah? And that's the stupid reply again. I'm like, why would I need your permission if I had a free energy machine? Why would I need your permission to put it out there? I wouldn't. So why would I get a stupid response like that? You know? I just have to want to clarify, like, what's wrong with you guys? You know? Did you come under our soul? Yeah, we're glad if you're doing all this, but we don't even know what you're doing at this point. And your bad track record of coming through when you say you're going to come through, and your continuous list of things are going wrong, and you made a mistake here, you made a mistake there, how much confidence are we supposed to have? Yeah, anybody can say, yeah, I've got a billion ships in your solar system, and we're ready to lift you off the planet if it need be. First of all, did you ask us if we want to be lifted off the planet? Seems like if you're coming in and taking control, if you want to help us, yeah. Did you even bother to ask us the kind of help we wanted? No. You must have seen what was going on, and you decided, yeah, the order came out somewhere, yeah, take care of that evil that's controlling planet Earth, okay? And you might be doing what you think is best for us, but you're not doing enough. Is that clear enough? And you're incompetent, you know? You tell us about how the Archons came out of nowhere and you know, tricked you and this and that. How much confidence are we going to have in people like that? And of course, it's obvious you guys don't know strategy. And the only thing you know about is, yeah, bringing more light into the planet. Okay. You know, in fact, we learned something like that. We didn't realize just by bringing more light in that it would dissipate the darkness. But we don't have 1,000 years to wait for this, or 100 years, or even 10 years. You know? Those of us that you whet our appetites with the free med beds and the replicators and stuff, and we want some immediate results on this, you know? Especially those of us that have the short lives, you know? People in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, they're dying. They don't have 10 years to wait around till you guys finally have everything perfect so you can land, you know? Don't you understand that? Yeah, no sweat off your back because you're all having eternal existence already. Yeah, you can take your dilly-dally time. But, you know, that's why I'm outraged about what's going on now. It's time that this communication gets spoken out there, and others who are on Twitter or other platforms that somehow communicate with the group that runs the portal or the Galactic Confederation themselves, you know, if you hear my complaints tonight, reiterate them, you know, think about what I'm saying, you know, because we need some proof at this point, and we need some reciprocation to the things that we want, and we want to be communicated with directly. And like I said, a couple years ago, which is probably 4 years ago now, I asked someone to call into this radio show. Hey, this is called the radio show. You got something important to say? 888-627-6008. Well, it's that simple. If they can't make a phone call into a live radio show to have a real reciprocative conversation, what kind of beings are you? Huh? You cowards? Don't tell me it's going to ruin your security situation. If you don't have to make a phone call without getting traced, come on, I can't believe that. Yeah, you can do all these other things. You can get rid of black holes. You can get rid of all the reptilians and the Dracos. You can take down the energy nets. But you can't make a phone call and not have traced back to wherever you're making the call from. Please. You know, it's just disrespectful behavior that you don't want to, or you chicken or what? You don't want to communicate with regular human beings. Afraid to call into a live radio show? That is pathetic. You know? What are you afraid? Someone's going to shoot a missile at your spacecraft? You can make the call from the spacecraft. Or you're going to tell me you can't right now. Whatever. Please. You know, a simple request like that, we can have a little dialogue going about what's the reality. I mean, if the event doesn't show up Monday, I'm going to have to assume it's not going to be a full planetary ascension. And that's not a good thing. When it was originally planned, you know, I started hearing back about the full planetary ascension back in the late 1980s. Right, so the plan was in motion and on the table back then, and all this time's gone by, and you started late, and then you allowed other bad guys to come in. You're claiming we don't know if they did or not. You know your story about the Archons' 1996 invasion. We don't know anything about that. Do you have any proof of it? Well, if you did, you surely didn't show us about it or share it with us, you know? What do we continue? It's a make-up story, you know? And if you really had been studying humanity, you would have started this process earlier, even before the plan of the planetary ascension. And who knows when that plan was originally brought up. But all I know, come on, this is 2025, and you guys are what we call dragging your feet. You're not working fast enough, you know, because again, we on the surface of the earth, we are the ones suffering. You're not. And I don't see that you've actually done anything to alleviate the suffering, because the suffering has only gotten worse. The standard of living started going down back around the 1990s. Got it? You know, it was slowly creeping in that direction. And now, in this 21st century, it's really going downhill for everyone except rich people, the elite, the ones in government, the ones who work with the negative ETs. You know? So, and again, you try to make claims, but you have no proof of it. You know, you talk about like one bad guy, whatever his name was, or two bad guys, that they died and you caught them trying to leave into the astral plane with the etheric plane, and you caught them and brought them to the central sun. Yeah, that sounds all good, but what about the 8 billion people here that you're neglecting? Okay, you tell us about one bad guy that you caught. I'm sure we could have done the same thing if we knew that he was that bad. But, you know, it's doing nothing for the common people. And then you talk about the big fantasy thing. Well, it's starting to look like a fantasy at this point. I wish it's not, but what am I to think? I have to go on complaining about this because I just wish to God this message would get out there to the ears of these Galactic Confederation people who are not moving fast and letting us suffer on the surface. You keep talking, everything you talk about is, well, we're going to do underground first. Then we're going to take down the energy. Then we're going to take down the black holes and the etheric auras of people, blah, blah. And the last thing we're going to do is take care of the surface population. And then we're going to round up the bad guys. So we've been on the back burner since, what, 2012, when the portal started, you know? And we're still there. In fact, with your new request for meditations, you're requesting the surface people who are being left last in line. We have to go out and do the meditation. And then you're not even willing to meet with us to show you how to get a large percentage of humanity to participate. And then you only got your three moves. You know, a game of chess requires an infinite amount of possibilities, and you just got three moves. One, bring more light to the planet. You know, use global meditation, which you're not making a really sincere effort, and you don't know how to, obviously, and you're unwilling to ask our help in the matter. You know? Telling us, put it out there on social media. You don't understand. It doesn't work that easy. You don't. There's so much about humanity you do not understand, Galactic Confederation. Apparently, you have no desire to learn. Yeah. So you use your higher technologies, your at-war, and your whatever. You got a few of them. You pay attention to astrology, and you try to bring more light into the planet with our help. Yeah, we're good for that, okay? But apparently, you don't think it's okay to listen to the wisdom. Yeah, the wisdom us living on the surface could give you. In many ways, we know. I'll speak for myself here. I happen to know many things that you guys have not revealed any reason of even coming close to knowing. You guys are like children when it comes to your knowledge of humanity, what's important to us, what we respond to do. You guys are like children. You know, you've got so much to learn and you refuse to. It's meaningful to meet with us now. Yeah, once you finally land, whenever that could be 10 years from the way you guys are going. I have to be pessimistic because that's what the results are telling me. Anyhow, I could go on complaining about you guys and that's at the end of time. And I have to end it here. You know? That's so, and final, that's it, you know? There's a lot of disagreeing opinions who we're going to believe, and actions speak louder than words, and we're not seeing enough actions from the Galactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation or any other group that wants to be claiming they're here to save us or help us or whatever. We're not seeing enough actions. All we're hearing is a lot of excuses, a lot more requests, and the game plan is, you know, you're like a football team that comes out onto the grid to meet the opponent, the dark side, and you only have three plays, you know? Two ground plays and one pass play. And you wonder why you're not making progress. So many more things to be doing. There are an infinite number of moves to be making. Obviously, you guys don't know how to play a good game of chess. That's something that surfing can teach you, definitely. The And we have to suffer for your incompetence. That's right. Like I said, things are getting worse. You know, since the beginning of the century, things have only gotten worse for the general population. So all your claims about all you did adds up to zero at this point in time. And what else can I say? You say you want things to go viral, but you're not willing to meet with us to learn how to make them go viral. You say you want to get us to bring more light, but you're not willing to help us bring more light into the world. You know, and it's all the problem of things taking so long. It's your God's fault because you fail to be responsive and include us in the game plan against the dark side. You are the guilty ones, not us, you. Well, stop being guilty and change your tune and start being more responsive. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Listen, I don't often complain as much as I did tonight, as I try to make it an educational show, but it is educational and for those listeners to understanding. You know, we've got a galactic confederation of people, beings from other worlds, all in our solar system, claiming to be doing things for us, whether they're healthy or, but, you know, they don't want to talk to us. What do we want, these in a cage? I mean, you might look at us like that, but, you know, we need to be shown some respect, and we're not being shown respect. And that's it. Well, hey, we'll know them next week if we're still here. The radio show is still on, and the event hasn't happened. We know that these guys are full of crap to some extent. Not all, but we know they let us down. And they need to actually explain on their portal why the deadline of July 7th, 2025 wasn't met. You know? So, we're coming to the end of the show. Listeners, tell your friends to tune in. Hey, I've appreciated people who subscribe to my show. Go to BBS Radio Schedule, Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m., Central Time. Scroll down to the name of the show, Connect the Dots, or my name, Tom Edison. Click on that and scroll down until you find the subscribe section. Subscribe to my show. I need a little support. You know, I lose money doing the show. I don't make money. I lose money. I pour my heart out to try to help humanity and speak the truth. Okay, Mr. Edgar, I'm going to give you the countdown. And followed by my lead guitar solo at the end of part. You're the partner in time song. You find it out there on YouTube. Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody that's also out there on YouTube. I got to be somebody. You might want to be somebody too. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be sleeping. I don't want to join in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. All known, I was here to my stand without leave. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eyes.